Ezekiel chapter 38, it prophesies of Gog coming against the land of Israel in the last days, in verse 16. Do you know who Gog is? And the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, in Ezekiel 38, verse 2.
All right. The prophecy that we find in Ezekiel, both 37, 38, the prophecy concerning Gog and Magog is a conditional prophecy. There were certain prophecies that were given to Israel that were given on condition if they would remain obedient to God, if they would follow the precepts of God, if they would keep their side of the covenant, then God was able to protect his people. And so it's really a prophecy about how God would enabled Israel to defeat those nations around them, mm-hmm. which was referring to there the Gog and the Magog. Now, that prophecy finds a fulfillment actually in the book of Revelation. Maybe you want to turn with me there to the book of Revelation in chapter 20. Revelation in chapter 20. And remember how I said before, it is interesting to note that the book of Revelation is using the terminology and the names of the Old Testament and puts them in a prophetic setting for us in the book of Revelation. So we have in chapter 20, we read about Gog and Magog in verse 8. And we can maybe pick it up in verse 7. Revelation chapter 20, verse 7 and 8, the Bible says, "And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea." So here Gog and Magog are mentioned. Now tomorrow night, that will be Thursday night, we're going to look at the prophecy of Revelation chapter 20. So I'm not going to go into depth here right now. We're going to actually study this prophecy coming Thursday, the millennial prophecy, the new earth, and the things around this time period. But what I can say about Gog and Magog is that here the language is used. The names are taken there from the Old Testament and put in this setting here in prophecy. Gog actually means to cover up. That's the meaning of the word Gog, to cover. The word Magog means multitudes of people or multitudes of family, and that makes it quite interesting why those words are used. Something, multitudes have been covered up by something. We'll learn more about that on Thursday. But here we find that the prophecy in the Old Testament did not come to pass because it was a conditional prophecy that Israel did not fulfill, but it will fulfill in spiritual Israel in the end of time, connected with the millennial prophecy, and we'll look at that on Thursday.